T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Radio 1120 KMOX. Aaron, you missed us. We're back. Yeah. This is Overtime.
Are you ready?
You guys ready?
I believe these guys are ready. They would be Hancock and Kelly, John Hancock.
Hola.
And Michael Kelly.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy
it's
Friday.
A weekend with a holiday.
Yay.
These are the best weekends of the year.
I'll be here working Monday.
What?
Yeah. But that's okay. It's still Friday. And yesterday I thought was Friday all day, which is so disappointing when you thought it was Friday. It's not.
Do we have traffic and weather together even on holidays?
No, on Monday we will not.
Good.
Oh, fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, hey, let's talk some topics as we kick off round one of overtime. Local representatives Blaine Lukemeyer and Ann Wagner attended the bill signing ceremony yesterday that rolled back many of the Dodd-Frank reforms put into place after the 2008 financial crisis. Supporters argued that the rollback removes stifling regulations on smaller community banks and credit unions. Critics say the measure opens the door to the type of risky behavior that prompted the Wall Street meltdown in 2008. Michael Kelly. Well, actually, let's start with John Hancock,
Sure.
I'm going to ask if you'd put your candidate in a photo op rolling back Dodd-Frank reforms.
100%. Yeah, this law was a terrible law. Try and get a mortgage if you're a small business owner. There are so many regulations that have stifled so much economic activity. This is a great day for the American economy.
No, well, to answer the question, if I was Blaine Lukemeyer, you're doggone right, I'd be there. He's in a safe Republican district. They'll believe anything they're told, and so this would be a good way to raise money. Ann Wagner, it's a little scarier because a lot of people got hurt in her district, and her district's not as Republican as Blaine Lukemeyer's. Having said that, you sit there to talk about the regulations. The regulations serve a purpose, John Hancock. You all almost brought the world to an end in 2008 or 2006. There's a reason we put these regulations in place, because you were giving loans to everybody.
Well, are there going to be, was this bill written? I have not read the bill, obviously, but are there any safeguards in place to avoid what happened from happening?
Yes.
And if these banks do this risky behavior and then they go broke, are they going to be too big to fail again and then we have to bail them out again?
The reason we got there in the first place, to be clear, was because it was Democrat policy that said everybody needs to have a house, and they were giving home loans to people who couldn't really qualify for them. And the response to it was Dodd-Frank, which was so draconian.
So it was Democrats giving the loans, or it was the banks giving?
Well, it was under the Clinton administration, where they encouraged Freddie and Fannie to insure these mortgages on people who didn't have the capacity to pay for them.
But I'm not going to sit here and defend a bad idea that the Democrats had. This is a bad idea to roll back the restrictions that were going to keep us from ruining the world again.
It's a great idea.
And we're going to have even bigger companies. We're going to have the Walmart Bank of America here pretty soon.
We'll all be happy for these reforms.
Well, how about Governor Greitens? I think he's happy these days. He's spending a ton of money running ads on radio and TV. His top lawyer is defending the line of questioning directed at the governor's former mistress. In an interview with the Post-Dispatch yesterday, Ed Dowd said the questions were to see if her involvement was consensual. I don't know how that ties in with questions ranging from whether she had body piercings, whether she wore a bikini in public, whether she read 50 Shades of Grey. I think there were questions about, is this you uploading pictures to a porn site? Michael, did the line of questioning go too far?
Yeah, it was disgusting. It was despicable to read. But, you know, I'm not a lawyer, and I don't understand how depositions work, but it's my understanding everything kind of is on the table. And the fact that these are the kind of questions they were asking kind of shows this wasn't about proving Eric Greitens innocence. It was more about shaming the person that Eric Greitens attacked.
I think it is despicable. Despicable. This whole thing is ridiculous. And the fact that we are having to deal with this right now is sad and unfortunate. Nobody involved in this thing is going to come out looking good. And that includes Dowd Bennett. It includes Catherine Hanaway. It includes Eric Greitens. It includes the legislature. Nobody is going to come out of this thing looking good. And who's putting everybody through this? Eric Greitens, because he didn't resign. And, you know, think about this. Think about this. if the worst moment of your life, and all of us have done horrible things in our life, if the worst moment of your life you knew was about to become a public record, and there was going to be testimony depicting everything you did in the worst moment of your life, and you knew that that was going to come out and be a public record and a permanent record for all to see, including your young children someday, how do you put them through that? It's not just the legislature. It's not just his family. It's the conservative agenda that he purports to support and uphold. And he has chosen to put everyone through this and have this salacious, despicable public testimony and record put out there for all the world to see. It bothers me more than I can say.
And that is the former head of the Republican Party, because the commercials that we're running say it's the liberals who've been out to get him.
No, this is just as much the Republicans. It's also despicable to sit and watch the people that continue to defend Eric Greitens at any cost. And some of them come on this show, John Lamping and others that are just defending them, who have talked about morality in the past. This is not something they would stand for if it was any other human being other than a Republican governor. It's sickening.
Guess what?
What?
Overtime continues.
You gotta be kidding.
Really?
Really, really.
On KMOX.
KMOX News Time is 8:42. I'm Debbie Monterey. It's round two of OT with Hancock and Kelly. And I think it was a week or two ago, you guys, that we were playing that clip of the automated person who can call and make appointments for you,
yeah,
and how creepy
right.
that was.
Yeah.
Creepy.
So here's another situation, and I'm just going to let you guys react to this, and then I have a story of my own about this. Ooh. But Amazon says what it calls an unlikely string of events made its Echo personal assistant record a Portland, Oregon family's private conversation and then sent the recording to an acquaintance of theirs in Seattle. The couple had no idea any of this was happening until an employee of her husband's reported getting an audio file of them discussing hardwood floors. Thank God it was just hardwood floors. And concluded that someone must have hacked their system. Amazon says it's trying to tweak Alexa's innards so this doesn't happen again. Do either of you have an Alexa?
Oh, I've got several.
Okay. Does this concern you, Michael?
Not really. I'm not doing anything that I'm worried about anybody hearing or you know, talking about. Now, yes, does it bother me? Should we have some restrictions on this? Should this be happening? Absolutely not. But, I mean, if they want to sit and listen to me having a beer, watching a Cardinal game, have at it.
I'm not buying that for a minute. Hello! I would not have one of these things. I don't like all this technology stuff out there. People listening in and eavesdropping and emailing my conversations. I mean, you know.
What? I mean, Michael, what if it was like you're having a conversation about politics or, you know,
I have them all the time.
In your house, and then it's recording it and it sends it off to somebody who really should not
be
hearing what you're
saying.
Yeah, no,
I don't like it. It's not like I'm saying I want that to happen. The question was, does it concern me? You know, I think that if somebody bad wants to listen to me, they've got other ways. Apparently these phones are always recording. You know, I think this is a part of the new world that we live in, folks.
Well, here's what happened to me just the other day.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't have any of these assistants,
good.
But I do. When I get home today, I'm turning Siri off on my phone today, and I'm turning Siri off on my iPad, because I had my iPad on in the kitchen and I was talking to my husband on the phone, and I noticed the screen flash on my iPad, and it started dictating everything that I was saying.
Whoa.
You know, because Siri somehow thought I was talking to it, and it started, you know, it types up what you're saying, and I just ignored it. And then a couple minutes later, I looked over, it had pulled open an email screen. It had addressed the email to a guy, Jack, that I know, that I work with here in town, and it started sending the contents of what I had just said to him.
Oh, man.
I canceled it right away, but I was like, what is going on that Siri thinks I wanted her to record that and email it to this guy? It was crazy. So I am turning it off.
May actually be a black helicopter or two up there.
Isn't that weird, though?
Wrong here in Dodge City.
Yeah, but it's everything, guys. Your refrigerators are now connected to the internet.
Mine's
Your
not.
Lights are connected to the internet.
Mine's
the,
not.
The TVs are connected to the internet. It is scary stuff. We need to be able to monitor it. But if you think Alexa's the only thing listening to you, I got news for you.
All right, let's see here.
Wonder if Robert Mueller's out there.
A federal district court in St. Louis has ruled that the Missouri prison system must provide hormone therapy for a transgender inmate serving a murder sentence. The ruling was in a lawsuit filed on behalf of Potosi Correctional Center inmate Jessica Hicklin, who is serving life without parole for a drug-related killing in Clinton 23 years ago when Hinklin was 16. Since you're moaning and groaning over there, John Hancock, I'm going to give the first go at this to Michael Kelly. Should Missouri be forced to pay for inmates' hormone therapy?
Probably not.
Oh,
I mean, I don't really know the specifics of this situation. If this person was taking hormones prior to, you know, doing the crime, then I think that's different.
Bloody
but if
boy.
It's one of these things they're going to transition while they're in prison, then no.
Michael Kelly is like, it's like the old squirrel out there that can't see straight.
But do you understand?
He pulled a nut right out of the ground.
But do you
right
understand
there.
The nuance I said? If that person was transitioning prior to that,
yeah,
I mean, how are we going to take that away from them?
Do they
deserve their blood thinner? If they were taking blood thinners prior to being in jail?
Yes, absolutely.
So how is it any different if they were transitioning prior to this?
Buddy,
you know, maybe they ought to have the medicine.
It's not a medical necessity, okay? Hormones are not a medical necessity.
Viagra's not a medical necessity.
No,
but
it's not.
But
and they shouldn't be giving them Viagra either in jail. That would be... but anyway, they're in prison because they're guilty of committing a crime. And for the taxpayers to pay for this, whatever it is out there, where they're doing whatever they're doing, it's not a medical necessity. This is a wrong ruling by the federal courts. Liberal judges out of control.
Stop it. Really? Are you going to start sounding like the governor now? Liberal judges. You know, whenever
you have the trifecta.
You know,
liberals,
they've lost the argument.
George Soros and fake news.
Yeah.
That's the trifecta.
Yeah.
You got to put those three in.
He hit them all.
He did. He didn't put in snowflakes, though. He missed that one.
Well, you know, there's only 30 seconds.
It was 60.
Oh.
All right. It's 8:47. We have to take a break, but we'll be back with round three of OT here on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Overtime continues.
That's incredibly cool.
That's awesome.
On KMOX.
All right, it's 8:51. It is Fun Friday with Hancock and Kelly. I'm Debbie Monterey, and let's talk about something that I think is an issue in almost every office in the United States of America, but it is an issue here at Entercom St. Louis. We have a food thief among us.
Oh.
So, you know, we all have in offices these common refrigerators. Mm-hmm. You know, you come in, put your stuff in the refrigerator, and, you know, we even put our names on things. But within the last few weeks, various food items have been stolen. And I would actually say this has been an ongoing problem for more than a few weeks. But now people are taking to, like, the company-wide email, like, whoever stole my lunch... You know, who took my drink? They're being stolen from the communal Entercom refrigerator.
Huh.
So, John Hancock, who would be your number one suspect?
What should the punishment
be for stealing someone else's food?
I need to ask a few questions here.
Okay.
What kinds of food items are being stolen?
Oh, all kinds of food items.
So it's not a particular, it's not sweets. It's not meat, it's not, so it's a variety of
food items. It's a variety of food items, variety of drink
items. What time of day are these thefts taking place?
Well, that's what we don't necessarily know. You know, somebody goes to the fridge to get what they put in there and it's no longer there.
And
were the people wearing bikinis when they stole it? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes. Do they have any piercings?
It's got to be somebody from 97.1.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Pointing the
who would
finger
be stealing.
At Mark Cox, perhaps.
You know what? Let's blame it on Reardon.
There you go.
Probably him. He's skinny. He probably needs something to eat.
What I don't understand is how are there no cameras around here? I mean, we have security cameras?
Don't we have an investigative reporter here in Kevin Colleen.
Yeah.
Now, this guy covers some quirky stuff.
Out.
He'd love this.
Colleen ought to, yes.
That,
another good idea
coming from
my partner over here. Put Colleen on the case. Put some cameras over by the refrigerator. Let's bust the ring, because it's a ring. I don't think it's one person. There's a ring going on here. Let's bust it, expose them, and send them to prison.
Yeah.
So prison, really? No. In all seriousness, what should be the penalty? Should it be, like, company-wide shaming?
Yes, public shaming.
Company-wide email, shaming. Maybe take away their... Primo parking spot that Reardon gets.
Yeah,
I'm not saying Reardon was the guy. I just said, let's just blame him for it.
We're just throwing it out
parking
there.
Parking spots.
I mean, it could be. We don't know that it's not.
We have these two stations here. I'm parking on like the 12th floor now.
We love you, Mark.
All right, let's see. What else do we have time for here?
It's hard to say.
It It's hard to say. Nearly one in four Americans won't go on vacation this summer because they can't afford it, according to a new Bankrate.com report. Not having enough money greatly tops other obstacles, like having too many family obligations and being too busy at work. Michael Kelly, have you ever in your life missed a vacation because of a lack of funds? What are you snorkeling over there
for,
John?
Sure, I've missed them.
This guy is a living vacation.
Is this a setup question?
It's unbelievable. I've never seen anybody.
It's a setup question.
His vacation is when he works. Everything else, it's unbelievable. Now, me, on the other hand, yes, I have.
That's because you have kids and you're paying for a wedding.
And colleges and everything else. This guy, if he wants to go somewhere, he goes.
But I'm a single male with no responsibilities.
I've seen the man spin the globe over there at the office and put his finger down and say, okay, we're going here. It's unbelievable, this guy.
Well, yes, Michael would tell you that's the blessing of not having any children. Right. Those of us who have kids, they are
and
a
someday
money
when I'm old and drooling on myself, and nobody will be there to wipe it up, and I'll feel the other side.
And you'll be like, at least I saw the world.
Yes, exactly.
I can't even afford to supersize my French fries. That's terrible.
Whatever, Hancock, living out there.
I planned a trip to Australia when I was in high school. Ooh. I'd saved up $4,000, and then I totaled my dad's car, and he made me hand him that money in cash.
Wow, yeah. That's trauma.
I was supposed to go to Israel, and then 9/11 happened, and it was 3 months after 9/11, and I chose not to go.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I wish I would have gone.
Never had a chance to go back.
I mean, surely you can find the time.
Don't call him Shirley. He hates that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.